Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 1298, first written February 26, 2015. Psalms 46, verse 10. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I read recently that a detailed research study was conducted by Cornell University on the best way to survive a zombie apocalypse. The study revealed that the chances of survival in most U.S. cities would be limited to only a few weeks. However, the study showed that in remote areas that are not heavily populated, and especially in elevated areas, the survival rate could last even months. The conclusion reached was that those in eastern United States should travel to the mountains of Colorado, Utah, or Montana in order to survive. Several things were of interest to me in this study. First, zombies do not exist. I'm a fan of Walking Dead. My wife is convinced that there could be some zombies in the woods behind our house, but the reality is medically, spiritually, and logically, zombies do not exist. How do you study something that does not exist? How do you know a detailed study on something that isn't there? Second, it took a detailed study to come up with a conclusion that most 12-year-olds could tell you. Common sense says get away from people if zombies were real, but they're not. Finally, no study are free. Who paid for this? Why would someone pay for this? What a waste of money and time. Is this where academia has gone? Universities studying non-existent zombies and coming up with an escape plan that will never be used? It would not surprise me if some university started offering classes in Zombie 101. Then some college would switch his major to zombies and spend 4 years running up student loans and getting a degree in advanced zombieism that would be absolutely worthless and do nothing for him. Where is he going to get a job? What good are these studies? What is baffling in all this to me is that many who head up these studies have more belief in zombies than they do God. They would think a threat of running into zombies is more likely than running into God after we die. More people would be interested in these things that do not exist than the things that do exist. Bring up the subject of UFOs, and you'll find all kinds of interests, theories, and studies and books written. Pass out flyers announcing a lecture on UFOs or zombies, and the house will be packed. Do the same thing on a lecture on God, and only the church family will show up. Why? Superstition, speculation, and wild assumptions can draw the attention of us more than what we really know. Even among believers, we can chase ideas that can not be known and spend a lot of time discussing and debating and trying to figure out things that do not advance our relationship with the Lord nor build our faith. The curious mind can become unglued and lead to areas that are false, dangerous, and counterproductive to our faith. Our verse today declares, "Know that I am God." Know him. Believe him. Paul said, "I know whom I have believed." The proof is God is all around us in nature. The universe, without saying a word, declares God is, as Psalms 19 states. There is the Bible, proof, witnesses, evidence, real names, real places, accurate, sensible, real. We need to pour our efforts into knowing Jesus, the real Jesus. Watch him, see him, notice how he is around people. Notice that he never screamed, "Leave me alone." Notice he never turned and said to Peter, "You bother me." He never lost his focus. He never got sidetracked. He never got bogged down and forgot why he was here and what he was doing. See Jesus around people. He saw things that others didn't. He cared when others didn't. He allowed others to interrupt him, question him, and even challenge him. He was thoroughly examined by the critics. He was, as Peter declares, a chief stone that was rejected. Those closed-minded and stubborn hearts had no room for the real Jesus. He didn't fit into their mold and their theology nor their thinking. We must be sure that the same hasn't happened to us. The current flavor of the month as rapidly spreading across this country is for someone to declare that they are spiritual but not religious. That doesn't make much sense. It falls into the zombie category for me. What it typically means to 20, to the 20 and 30-year-old crowd is, I like Jesus, but I don't belong to any church, have room for any doctrine, rules, or teaching or structure. I'm just a Jesus person, as one person declared in Leading Magazine. Boiled down, this means I like Jesus when it's cool to like Jesus and when it fits into my schedule. However, when it doesn't, this amazing Jesus will allow me to party with my friends, be a bit loose in my morals, and let my hair down. Spiritual without religious means I don't pay much attention to what Jesus of the Bible says. Commitment, sacrifice, dedication doesn't fit into the spiritual, but not the religious crowd. They don't get worked up about whether Jesus is coming back, what we're supposed to do, and any of those things. Just sit around in a circle, hold hands, and repeat, I love Jesus, over and over. It seems that these folks missed the hippie movement, so they have now the Jesus movement. Churches are catering to such nonsense. Books are being written to promote this kind of stuff. You won't find the Bible saying anything positive about this. Jesus said to deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus says, if you're not with me, you're against me. Jesus said, and again we see Jesus said, Oprah confessed many years ago that her God accepts homosexuals. That's true, her God does. I don't know who her God is, but like the spiritual but not the religious crowd, we can make up a God that fits into our thinking. Instead of changing, some try to change God. The problem with that is you cannot change the real God. We must conform to be like him. Zombies, UFOs, spiritual but not religious. They're all very similar, unfounded, ungrounded, and sadly without God. Don't get caught up in chasing after the wind. Don't waste time on things that do not matter. Set your mind on things above. Fill your heart with what is true and right. Our faith rests in the one true and living God. Be still, our passage says, and know that I am God. Thank you for listening.